what it says in, actually, I still have officially meant it, but whatever. All right. We saw what it says in some of the stuff in Tanakh about it. And so the Rambam is basically going to summarize things that we saw explicitly in the Tanakh, which is on the Mishnah Torah Hilchos Melachim. And it's interesting, he doesn't classify it as a separate set of halachas, Hilchos Mashiach. It's part of Melachim or Milchamoseihem. It's part of the kings and their wars. Because he sees it as a natural continuation of what we had. It's just, you know, we had a little bit of an interruption, and now we're continuing. So I think that's the classification is interesting. And he also says, so that's how he starts. Hamelech HaMashiach, Osid Lamoid, Ulahachzir Malchus David Liyoshna, Levim Shal Roshoina, as Shmuel Hanavi said, right? That the Malchus based David will be Ad Olam. Ubone HaNigdash, Yecheskel, Umekabes Nidche Yisrael, as we saw in the Torah itself. V'choizrin Kol HaMishpatim, B'yamav, Kshayim Mekoidem. All of the laws will return to as they were once. So again, this is countering or counter to the various conceptions of the Mashiach that you had in amongst the Christians. The idea that it would change everything and the law would no longer be. You know, they actually talk about Jesus fulfilling the law. And therefore nothing needed to be, the law was no longer in vogue afterwards. The Rambam says no, basically halacha still continues to be halacha, mitzvahs continues to be mitzvahs. Makriven korbonos, which of course the Ramban raises that as an issue on the Rambam's own tam ha-mitzvah for korbonos, which is to wean people away from avodah zarah. So he says, if you know the in the future world, malharas deyas hashem kamein liyam chasim, then why would you even have need korbanos? Meshech Chochma already discusses the issue of the Rambam apparently contradicting himself, because in the Mishnah Torah he says korbanos michlal achukim heim, and in the Moreh Nevuchim he talks about them as being the weaning away from avodah zarah. And the Meshech Chochma, if I remember correctly, says that the Rambam is referring to the essence of korban, he says, is something which is a chok and which is something eternal. It's not just a medicinal compound to keep us away from avodah zarah. But in the Moreh Nevuchim, he's talking about the selection of the type of animals, who does it, how it's done, where it's done, and so on and so forth. He says that refers to, that's the weaning away. Okay. V'osin shmitim v'yovlus k'chol mitzvos ha'amura b'toira. Okay. The chol mi she'eino ma'amin bo, or mi she'eino mechakeh leviyosoi. So one who doesn't believe that it will happen, or is not mechakeh. So it's interesting how do you wait for something, right? You tap your foot and look at your watch frequently. What do you do when you get married? You'll learn how to do this. But how do you wait for something? So some say what it means is to daven for the coming of the Mashiach, which is what we do. Es semach David abdecha meheras atzmiach, right? And we actually ge'aleinu geula meheras man shemecha, right? So we do daven for it. So some would argue that that's what it is being mechakeh means, to actively to daven for the coming of the Mashiach. So if he doesn't do that, lo bishar nevi bilvad hu koifer, ela b'torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, so as we saw, Shaharei Torah he'ida alav shneim v'shava Hashem lokech shpusim richamecha v'shava kibetz mi l'chabetz Hashemayim v'aviyach Hashem elu dvarim furashim b'Torah hen kolim kol dvarim shneim al yedei kol neviim. So that which it says in the Torah, that Hashem will return you from the captivity and return you to the land of Israel, and He will increase you and bless you. Thank you, and bless you beyond your father.
Bless you.
Thank you, and He will circumcise your heart, etc., etc. All of that is in general terms what is said more explicitly in all the Divrei Hanaviim. And he says, after Parshas Bilam ne'amar v'sham niba b'shnei ha-mashichim, Mashiach ha-rishon shu David sh'oshias Yisrael miyad sarayim, u'mashiach ha-achroin sh'oimim mibonav sh'mashias Yisrael be'achroina v'sham hu'oimim er enu v'loy ata ze David. I will see him but not immediately. That's referring to David. No, it's not immediately but close. Asherenu v'lo karov, I will have a vision of him, but it won't even be close. Zeh melech HaMashiach. Darach kochav miYaakov, a star arose from Yaakov, that's David, becomes shevet miYisrael, zeh melech HaMashiach. Mechatz pa'asei Moav, zeh David, he will smite the remnants, or the hordes of Moab. That refers to David. So what the Rambam is trying to do here, and he's doing, is to show that not to think that the whole concept of Mashiach was made up by the Nevi'im or by the Chachamim. The Nevi'im are elaborating on what it already says in the Torah in a couple of places. And, right. So, for example, there were... who was it? It was there were groups who rejected the Nach and only accepted the Torah Shebich Sa, like the Kusiyim, for example, the Shomronim, the Samaritans, right, accepted Chamish Chumash Torah and Sefer Yeshua, but not the rest of Nach. Right? I think that may was the Tzedukim also. There were some groups who actually rejected Nach. Some say that's why we have the Haftorahs. Asher Bochar Binavim Tovim, Rotzer B'Divrayim and Emorim B'Emes, and that whole emphasis in all those brochas we say before and after the Haftorah, and to say the Haftorah is to show that we consider the Haftorah, the Nach, to be a Sifrei Nevuah. So, but for those, even to those who don't accept Nach, right, you still have to accept Mashiach, because it's in the Chumash.
Why don't they accept Nach?
Good question, not absolutely certain. Never looked into it in detail. I saw there was an article about by Reuven Margolius. You guys are familiar with that, Margolius Hayam, right? So you probably know he has 30 or so Sforim at least. So in one of them, I forgot which one, he has an article about that. But that's his. He says that, and he has evidence for it. But he says that's what the idea was, that to counteract those who rejected Nach. Af ba'arei miklat hu oimer. In other words, he says, I am making an effort to show you how it's in the Torah itself. I don't really need to do that for the Nevi'im, because there in the Nevi'im it is really explicit and full of ideas of the Mashiach. And here, very importantly, al yale al daitcha shamelach hamashiach tzarech lasas oiso sumoivsim umechadesh dvarim ba'olam umechay meisim ki yoisu dvarim eilu ein adabar kach. Don't think the Mashiach is going to have to come in a miraculous fashion and immediately resurrect the dead, etc. Harei Rabbi Akiva chacham godol mechachmei ha-mishnah haya vu haya noise keilav shol ben kozi v'hamelech. I mean, Rabbi Akiva and others all believed he was a Mashiach, despite the fact he didn't do any miracles.
Where do we get this idea that everything's going to be fantastical?
So there are other...
is going to fall from the sky.
So there are Midrashim that say that. There are numerous Midrashim that say things like that. The Rambam doesn't see that as authoritative, and you'll see a little later that he says no one really knows, it's all conjecture. But he says, you see from the case of Bar Kochba, that Rabbi Akiva didn't do any miracles. No? There's a famous story about Reb Chaim Soloveitchik on the train. You know the one? He's on the train, there's a couple of missionaries. There's a missionary who are hucking Shainik, these two simple Jews sitting across the aisle. About Yoshka. So the Jews don't really know what to say. So Chaim leans across the aisle and he says, listen, he says, Yoshka could not have been the Mashiach. And the missionary says, why not? Chaim says, Gemara says he wasn't. So the missionary, that's it. That's your argument. The Gemara says he wasn't. Chaim says, yeah, the Gemara says he wasn't. So the missionary says, the Gemara was wrong. Chaim says, the Gemara was never wrong, ever. The missionaries get a little upset. He says, what do you mean the Gemara was never wrong? The Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says Bar Kochba was the Mashiach. So Ruchain says he was. So the missionary says, what? How could he be Mashiach? He was killed by the Romans. Ruchain says, oh. right? It's a Soloveitchik joke, you know. It's like, oh. Anyway, so that's okay. But we'll see that some would argue that that's not a joke. When he's halachically, he was the Mashiach. He had a Cheskes Mashiach. If the fact that it didn't work out does not mean Rabbi Akiva was wrong. He followed the Chazaka. Didn't work out, didn't work out. Like in all halacha, you know. Chazaka de Mikorah doesn't mean the mikveh could never have leaked. No, we have an assumption. Okay. All right, we'll stop here. Cold.